Today, SVI Media and the Grazover District offices of the Bridger-Teton National Forest here in Afton, visiting with us Justin Laycock, District Ranger, and Brett Story. He's been overseeing the Grazover Collaborative, a big task. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're going to jump right into this now and have you, Brett, tell us and remind us what the Grazover Collaborative is all about.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. The Grazover Collaborative is a group of local citizens that have interest and some expertise in and around the forest, working sort of as an extension of the Grazover Ranger District. Justin and I work together to kind of figure out what the collaborative can do that makes sense to help offset all of the items that Justin has to worry about. And then we have a variety of people that show up that are part of it and have expertise, whether it's in timber sales or recreation or anything else to do with the forest. And it's an open idea how to improve on projects and how to look for future projects.
Grazover Collaborative helps bring everybody to the table and get something done, hopefully a little faster. Would that be a good summary?
That's a great summary. And as I always say to you, Dan, you have to deal with patience when you deal with the government. Right. And I think we're trying making strides, and we're coming together now. And so hopefully in the next several years, you'll see many projects.
And a note for those listening, you have extensive experience in this industry. Just a few highlights. Why we have you at the table, fortunate to have you at your table, the table in your retirement.
So I feel fortunate to be here in Star Valley, this beautiful, beautiful area. I have about 20 years of experience working. This is my fifth forest that I've worked on. I've been fortunate to work with some agencies that truly believe in it, public agencies, to work with the Forest Service. My largest project was a 28,000 acre project, the French Meadows Project, which helped protect a reservoir near Lake Tahoe on the American River. And we were fortunate. We won the Region 5 Project of the Year Award for our partnership with the Forest Service. It was the first time they had ever gone out to work with industry and allowed them to actually run the project from the beginning of the planning all the way through the implementations. Pretty proud of that. I'm on my second large one now. This one is a 25,000 acre nearby in that same, it's the forest next door to it, but it's still in there, and we're really excited about it. So it's not work when you're having fun, right? So that's the way I view this.
We're fortunate here to have your experience with the Grazover Collaborative. Speaking of that collaborative, Justin Laycock, District Ranger, where does the collaborative fit in with the district tasks and plans, and tie it all together for us, if you would, please?
Yeah, you bet. We've been working with the collaborative closely for many years. And right now we're working really closely and doing some really great things. We've been working on a 10-year vegetation plan for the forest with the collaborative. This is a collaborative idea that came to the forest, and instead of a 5-year plan, we extended that to 10 years for vegetation treatments. And initially it was timber cells, and we added in vegetation treatments as well. And the purpose of that 10-year plan is so we can plan and offer and show industry what we're planning and what we're going to be offering. And the beauty of that is that we're able to offer a more consistent product, and industry can plan around that and hopefully be able to sustain the operation that we have going on with timber industry and wood products. Now, as part of that, that 10-year plan, we've been working closely with industry and trying to understand what their needs are. And we've put together several meetings where we've got them together to try to hear them. And I call it a little bit of some calibrating. You know, we have this 10-year plan. Now we want to see if that's going to match the needs of the industry and the purchasers. So several of those meetings, we had one meeting with everybody all together in a group with all of those in the area that are interested in wood products. And then we kind of went out and visited each one of those individually on site at the mills.
You've been busy.
Yeah, we did. And it was really good. And we got some really valuable information that we're going to be able to use to make some adjustments to our 10-year plan. And so we're offering that product, which they're most interested in. We've also been working on looking at offering a variety of different timber products. You know, and some of those might be firewood. We've really been looking at some root wads, some chipboard, post and pole operations, wood pellets, as some examples of, you know, kind of expanding just from the traditional saw logs that go through the mill. And so these are the types of things that people are interested in, and we'll be making those adjustments as we're working with industry, and our plan lines up with their plan.
Very good. So, Brent, let's come back to you. Brent Story, Grays River Collaborative. You're appreciative of working with that industry. How does that tie in with the collaborative's plans to bring it all together?
Well, first of all, I have to say the industry reached out to myself and Rich Stem, who also joined us. We aren't with the Forest Service, and they appreciated how much the Bridger-Teton is trying to make adjustments or recalibrate, as Justin said. And they're very excited about it. So that excites me too, because that'll get us into more projects and into more sales, into more jobs at all. You know, the other thing that really excites me is the state of Wyoming. And by the way, your state forester, Kelly Norris, I used to have that kind of energy many years ago.
Really stepping up, isn't she?
She's stepping up, as are the legislators. Thank you, Senator Dockstetter. There's many things happening. The state, we had a great call a couple of weeks ago. The state's going to come in with their a good neighbor authority foresters, and they're going to be supporting the collaborative and Justin. We've got several projects that need forester support because of the lack of funding from the current administration to have enough foresters out there. I think it's going to work great because they're going to provide another avenue. The Forest Service can only hold so many sales, and so now with the state stepping in, they're going to be involved in both championing these projects, but also putting them up for sale, giving more opportunities to that industry that we just talked to. And then the other leg is the county. I'm excited about. I've had some really good discussions with the commissioners and their chief of staff about how we get Lincoln County involved, and not just in the Grays, but the idea is if we can get a master stewardship agreement with the Forest Service, we can do it in the Grays River District, and we can do it in the Kemmer District, where the county can support more of the sales. They might take on the smaller sales, but that'll get a good balance to everything that needs to go on to protect everyone here and protect these beautiful forests.
Quick reminder what a master stewardship agreement is.
Oh, sure. Master stewardship agreement is, there are a couple of ways to do work with the United States Forest Service. One of those is what is known as a master stewardship agreement, whereby the agency takes on the responsibilities, the fiscal and the operational responsibilities of any one or more projects. So they effectively become another arm for the Forest Service. The other way is the Good Neighbor Authority, which the state has. They do the same thing. They sign an agreement that states they will take on operational and financial responsibility. So it's essentially like consulting for the Forest Service. And that's where the two decades of work I've done, I actually have four master stewardship agreements on those other four forests. And now that I'm on my fifth forest, I'm going to get one here.
Your experience will be key to this. Gentlemen, wrap-up comments from both of you, if we could, so that we make sure both the Grays River District Ranger's Office, the district is covered, and the Grays River Collaborative. A closing thought from our district ranger.
Yeah, you bet.
Justin Laycock.
So we've been ramping up our timber production for several years, or expanding it, and you know, the environment is right now, where there's several things kind of coming together in our favor to be able to do more. And the collaborative and the partnerships that we have involved with this, with the state and the county, are key to that. So we have some planning that we need to finish up in the next several months and over the summer, a little bit of field work. But we have some timber sales that are going to be offered through the state coming up here shortly. And by the end of this field season, we'll have another timber sale ready to go up in the Little Grays area. And we're going to be working closely with the state and the county. And we've found out, and we know this, that we can do more when we work together.
Very good. Closing thought, Brent.
For me, the collaborative really has two missions. One is to support the current projects that are being planned and implemented, which I think we're aggressively doing. But then the second part is, what's the future? We have a lot of citizens that are in the collaborative that have been here. They understand about recreation, about wildlife, about timber. And really, it's those ideas that will help Justin and his crew look for the next 5-10 years. And I think that's just as important as what's going on now.
Thank you, Brett Story, Grays River Collaborative. Justin Laycock, District Ranger, Grays River District, Dan Dockstetter, SVI Media.